Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back, everybody. We have a tied election, plane cancellations, a tragedy on the coast, and an Auburn All-American. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Born on this date, June 28th, in 1979, actress, video game player, creator, and star of the web series The Guild, Felicia Day. She's from Huntsville. The difference in the vote totals in the Alabama State Senate District 27 Republican primary was already razor thin. And now the state GOP has decided to add a provisional ballot previously not included in the election, bringing the race between incumbent Tom Watley and Jay Hovey to a tie, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. 8,373 to 8,373. Regarding the ballot in question, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency said a woman had intended to register to vote and thought she had, but that in some way the application wasn't complete. The woman, thinking she was registered and good to go, showed up to vote, found out she wasn't on the roll, and had to cast a provisional ballot. Now, it wasn't originally counted after the May primary, but Aaliyah investigated and decided to include the ballot, which moved the vote total to Watley 8,373, Hovey 8,373. So who's going to represent the GOP in Senate District 27? The party decided that it would pick a winner by lot, meaning by a game of chance. That means it's possible that they'll flip a coin, draw for a high card, roll dice, rock, paper, scissors, whatever they decide to do. I think it'd be more exciting to do a field goal kicking contest, maybe closest to the pin, but they didn't ask me. The party and candidates are working on getting a time and a place for the tiebreaker. It's not as bad as it is in some of the major American cities, but Alabama's airports are seeing their share of cancellations and delays, reports AL.com's William Thornton. This past Sunday, for example, the Birmingham airport registered 27 delays and 2 cancellations. While the number of flyers is about back to pre-pandemic levels, airline pilots and other employees are not. A Louisiana woman fell to her death Sunday morning from a condo balcony in Orange Beach, reports AL.com's Jeremy Gray. Now, it was around 5:30 a.m. when it happened. Law enforcement officers say there is no sign of foul play. Sonny DeShera's excellent season playing first base for Auburn has landed him in some pretty exclusive company. AL.com's Tom Green reports that DeShera, who's from Hoover, Alabama, is just the third Tigers player to become a consensus All-American. Auburn reached the College World Series and won a game in Omaha for the first time in 1997 this season. DeShera hit .383 with 22 home runs, and his .529 on-base percentage is the second best in team history. And becoming a consensus All-American, DeShera joins Casey Mize in 2018, who would become the number one overall draft pick, and Hall of Famer Frank Thomas. Thank y'all so much for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, as always, you can come by and see us anytime you want to on the World Wide Web at AL.com.